This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على رسوله الكريم وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. قال تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد إن الله يحب المحسنين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. My brothers and sisters, at the outset I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless each one of you. And I ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to gather us in the best of the gatherings with our Habib, our beloved Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. The topic of my talk is excellence in Ramadan and beyond. Let me ask you this question. How many of you would like to excel in life? Raise your hands. Everyone. It's quite candid that everyone wants to excel in their lives. And subhanAllah, what better way would be than to choose the divine way to excel in Ramadan and beyond. For this reason, my brothers and sisters, when we study the Quran and the teachings of Islam, we get to know the word ihsan, which is excellence, the best level. And as we know, the hadith of Jibreel, the questions that was asked by him to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, what is Islam, what is Iman, and then what is ihsan? And that's when we get to know the concept of ihsan, that you worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as if you see Him, and Allah sees you. For sure, we can't see Allah in this world, but Allah sees you. This level of consciousness, this level of excellence is what we aim to achieve. My brothers and sisters, when we get to understand the meaning of ihsan in Islam, it is of basically ihsan ilallah, ihsan with Allah Rabbul Izzah, to Allah Rabbul Izzah, to have the best of relations, to have the best of the faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and ihsan ila nas, the best level of behavior with the people. So in my presentation, I would like to highlight some of the areas where we have to excel in Ramadan and beyond. For your better understanding and with an objective to give you the framework, you know, a lot of times what happens is we want to excel, but in what area? How? We get to, you know, have a gap in that. So for your better understanding, I have the presentation for you to take the structure, to have the framework, inshallah, that will help us to understand the excellence in Ramadan and beyond. And subhanAllah, when we say excellence, we don't leave this dunya. We're talking about an inclusive excellence. That is the excellence fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. And that is the reason Allah Rabbul Izzah taught us this dua, Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fil akhirati hasana wa qina adhab an-nar. Oh, our Lord, grant us the best in this world and the best in the hereafter, and protect us from the torment of the hellfire. So my brothers and sisters, what are those areas where we need to excel? We need to have a clear roadmap. We need to have a clear structure and a framework for us to work on it. And that comes when we know about it. So basically, when we know excellence in Ramadan, there are basically four areas that we need to excel in Ramadan and beyond. Number one, Iman. Number two, Ibadah. Number three, Akhlaq. And number four, Mu'amalat. These are the four areas that you need to keep in mind in order to excel fi dunya wal akhirah, in this world and the hereafter. Let's dwell into it one by one. Without going in much details, I'll just share with you the structure or the framework for you to register in your minds, and so that inshallah bi idhnillahi ta'ala, we can move on in our lives with the mindset of excellence. There should not be anything lower that we should think. We should have the best hopes in with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let's begin, inshallah, with Iman. Obviously, the believer's first priority is his faith. And when we talk about faith, we know the articles of faith. You know, believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, His angels, His books, His messengers, the day of judgment and predestination. And subhanAllah, the crux of it is you need to have a stronger impact of this Iman in Allah Rabbul Izzah, that is the Tawheed of Allah, and the Risala of Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and all the previous messengers, and Al-Akhirah. Anytime when a person has this clear understanding and importance in his life, number one, having Allah Rabbul Izzah in his equation all the time, having the concept of messengerhood, and always have the mindset that one day I am going to stand before Allah and give all my accounts. With this mindset, we will be able to excel in Ramadan and beyond. And obviously, when we talk about the levels of Iman, when we talk about the excellence of ourselves in Ramadan and beyond, we got to understand that number one thing for a believer is to have strong, firm faith in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a lot of times, we are not very clear exactly what do we mean by having strong faith in Allah Rabbul Izzah. So for you to simplify and share these five things that you need to always keep in mind when you say, I believe in Allah. These are the five things that you always have to have the structure in your life and the framework for you to believe in Allah. Number one, believe in His existence. Believe in His names. Believe in His attributes. Believe in His actions. And believe in His worship. When we are talking about believing in His existence, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, لَيْسَ كَمِثْلِهِ شَيْءٍ. There is nothing like unto Allah Rabbul Izzah. His existence is unique. His names are beautiful. As Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. To Allah belong the most beautiful names. So call upon Allah by using those names. His attributes are perfect. This is what we need to strongly believe in. That He is capable and powerful. As Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He is powerful. He has entire power over everything. That's Allah Rabbul Izzah. So having the beautiful names, perfect attributes alongside with the actions of Allah Rabbul Izzah, we need to believe in. We need to accept the decisions of Allah Rabbul Izzah in our lives. Whatever happens, it is the decree of Allah. And that's how we need to ensure that we believe in that, right? And then finally, His worship. He enjoys and celebrates exclusive worship. There is no one who can come along in any of the aspects of believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And obviously, when we talk about the great things and having the strong concept, we also need to understand the dangers. What can actually ruin my Iman? What can actually, spoil my Iman? Because subhanAllah, Iman is something which is the most precious thing for a believer. Iman is such that Allah Rabbul Izzah revealed the entire surah, Wal Asr, Innal Insana Lafi Khusr, إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. Allah made an exception. If you and I want to prevent from the greatest of loss, we need to believe in Allah, Rabbul Izzah, and have faith. Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, for those who do good deeds, whether male or female, Allah Rabbul Izzah will grant them good life. So that life which is good is guaranteed by Allah when you have faith. And subhanallah, Allah Rabbul Izzah also says that the one only who believes in Allah Rabbul Izzah and does not tarnish his belief with falsehood, for them Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, is security and guidance. So my brothers and sisters, belief, faith in Allah Rabbul Izzah is the greatest asset of a believer. And now, what are the dangers that we have to be aware of? When we talk about the dangers, we understand that there are basically three dangers that revolves around which we are more vulnerable to those. And that's the reason we need to be really cautious. We need to be really careful about. Number one is shirk. Associating partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something which is so crucial that we need to have that red line. There is no way that we can actually, you know, associate Allah Almighty in His existence, in His names, attributes, actions, or worship. He enjoys exclusivity in His worship. Likewise, we need to ensure that we have to be very clear in terms of doubts and disbelief. Those are the red lines. So we need to be careful as we are careful about any other precious thing. If you have a very precious thing, you will take care of it. You'll be very mindful about it. And that's the reason we need to be mindful about the disbelief and doubts. Never ever have an iota of doubt in the existence of Allah Rabbul Izzah. Never ever carry a thought which is negative about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You should be highly hopeful in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Never ever lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Likewise, hypocrisy is something which is so dangerous that creeps in our heart and spoils our belief. So we got to understand that these are the dangers for our iman. So my brothers and sisters, iman is something which is the focus area for you and me to excel in Ramadan and beyond. Let's move on to the second area, which is the ibadah. We have been created for this purpose, to worship Allah Almighty. But then let me tell you that we generally have a very narrow or a shallow perspective about ibadah. And Allah Rabbul Izzah, when we study the Quran, the Sunnah, we get to know that subhanallah, ibadah is divided into two categories, and this is the way that Allah Rabbul Izzah encompasses everything and made Islam as a way of life. So huququllah, which is the rights of Allah, and huququl ibad, which are the rights of the creation. When you know the rights that you have to fulfill of Allah, you will start developing the level of ihsan. You will never give right of Allah to any other one. And when you know the rights of the creation, like for example, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, وَقَضَى رَبُّكَ أَلَّا تَعْبُدُوا إِلَّا إِيَّاهُ وَبِالْوَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. And it is decreed that you worship none but Allah Rabbul Izzah, and you be kind, you be best to your parents. So we have on one side huququllah, which is the right of Allah, and then on the other side we have the right for the creation, be it parents, spouse, family, brothers and sisters, neighbors, the entire humankind, and the entire creation for that matter. So you got to be mindful about these two areas and then excel yourself, grow yourself, inshallah. When we talk about the ways of ibadah, now how do I actually accelerate myself? How do I grow in my life when it comes to ibadah? We have basically ibadah bil qawl, which is using your speech, using your tongue. And then we have ibadah bil amal, when you have engagement on your actions, ibadah bil mal, which is with your wealth, and ibadah bil qalb, which is with your heart. This is something which we always need to focus on and excel ourselves. So when you speak that which is, you know, good. You do things which are pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you give things for the sake of Allah, and you have pure heart for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we talk about bilqalb, we have basically three types in the ibadah of bilqalb, with your heart. You have khawf, which is fear. Fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is very unique. You know, when you fear anything, for example, if you fear a lion or a tiger, will you get closer to it or you go away? You go away. Why? Because you fear. You fear any danger in the world. Anybody whom you fear of, you try to escape. But the fear of Allah is so beautiful that the more you fear Allah, the more you get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You fear about what? You fear about displeasing Allah, the Rabb who has created you, the Rabb who is nourishing you, the Rabb who has so many favors done to you. How can you disappoint Him? How can you dishearten? How can you displease Him? So you're afraid of that practice which is keeping you distant from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So you have that fear of not losing Allah in your life. My brothers and sisters, when you have Allah and you have nothing from this world, you should be rejoiced. Because if you have Allah, you have everything. If you are on Allah's side, then you will enjoy the success, the true success and true happiness of this world and the hereafter. Likewise, we have hope. We should have hope in the mercy of Allah like no other. Right? Like we know mothers, mashallah, they are miraculous. Mother will forgive anything and everything. And but then there will be someone among the mothers, they might have some in their hearts. But then when it comes to Allah, hope in Allah Rabbul Izzah should be the highest. You should have the best expectations from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the hadith al-Qudsi, Allah Rabbul Izzah, He says, أَنَا عِنْدَ ظَنِّي عَبْدِي بِي. I am as my servants think of me. If you think the best about Allah, you will be delivered the best. If you think negative, you will face negativism. Right? So you have on the one side fear, which you are afraid of displeasing Allah, and you have hope that even though you have so many shortcomings, you hope in the mercy of Allah Rabbul Izzah, and the top of it is muhabbah. You love Allah like no other. In your life, the most important being that regulates and governs your life is Allah Rabbul Izzah. Why shouldn't I love Him the most? And this is the reason, my brothers and sisters, the sweetness of Iman can be tasted by the one who keeps Allah and His Messenger as priority. Who loves each other for the sake of Allah, Rabbul Izzah. Who hates to turn to disbelief as he hates to be thrown into the fire. This is how you gain the hulwatul iman, the sweetness of faith. Get in. For example, the dangers also. We need to always keep remembering the dangers. You know, the dangers of your ibadah is the innovations that you bring in. And the association. When you pray throughout your life, but you pray to be seen, that's mean, you know, simply that you are doing for someone besides Allah. You believe in Allah, but then you are associating partners with Allah, Rabbul Izzah. When you do things only for the sake of Allah, that is pure ibadah. So we need to be aware, we need to be mindful of not having anyone in our equation when it comes to doing worship to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And always we need to be mindful about the actions that we do, my brothers and sisters, for all the people throughout the ages. There are two conditions for our deeds. All our prayers, all our charity, all our Hajj, Umrah, Quran, Siyam, everything. If they have to be accepted, they must fulfill two conditions. One, it should be for the sake of Allah. And two, it should be in the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So that's the concept of ibadah, and that's how we need to excel. So we do things which are really needed for us to excel in our ibadah, and we abstain, we are away from the practices that will violate or, you know, make a hole in our ibadah. The third area which you need to focus, we always have to focus on, is definitely akhlaq. You know, the character is something about which the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam says, on the day of judgment, the heaviest of all the deeds is that of a man who has good character. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, the nearest and the dearest to me on the day of judgment is the one who will come with good character. Imagine the honor to be with Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Imagine the honor to be the beloved of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day of judgment. We need to have the best of akhlaq. Excellence in character is what is expected from a true believer. And what do we mean by having excellence in our character? Is we need to inculcate the value of love and compassion in our lives. Prefer love over hate. Prefer forgiveness over enmity or revenge. My brothers and sisters, the life is too short to hate people. The life is too short to keep grudges in your heart. A person who has good akhlaq, he always forgives. He keeps his heart pure. For the sake of Allah, he comes out of it. And this is the reason he develops the sense of kindness and mercy. Always live with the principle of having kindness in your affairs. Kindness and mercy is something which will take you to the next level. And obviously, having the pure heart and having the patience in your life is something that drives people towards you, because you have an excellent akhlaq. And not just that, these are the things which are really impacting us in this world, but then in the hereafter as well. As I said, you and I, if we carry the best of characters, will be among the nearest and the dearest with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Obviously, these things also have dangers, you know, those things which we need to be mindful about, and that is, number one, envy. Number two, ego, anger, and excessive desires. You got to be aware and be mindful and be alarmed with these four evils that will violate your character. Having envy is something which will ruin your good deeds, as the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said. Having takabbur, having pride or ego, is something which only belongs to Allah. We humans are weak. We don't deserve to be egoistic. It's only Allah. And that's the reason He's Al-Mutakabbir, the one who is pride, right? So we need to also ensure that our akhlaq is ruined with ghadab, with anger. You know, in anger, we lose our tempo. And we say something which we regret about. We do something which we are regretting about. So we need to be very sure of having the understanding that these are the red lines or red zones that we need to ensure that we don't get closer to. The last area in a couple of minutes I would like to mention is the area of mu'amalat. You know, the area of mu'amalat is something which is so important, and there are two signature qualities of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. As-sadiq al-ameen, we all know that. Bring up Sidq, truthfulness in your affair to excel in mu'amalat. Bring honesty, amana, in your dealings to excel in your mu'amalat. Bring up adl, justice, And that's the reason Allah commands us, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَعْمُرْ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ. Bring the adl and ihsan, the goodness in your affairs, and you will see excellence in your mu'amalat. The last pointer which I would like to share with you, what actually ruins, again, that we need to be cautioned about in terms of our mu'amalat and the ways of mu'amalat that can actually spoil in our personal, in our financial, relational and societal. These are the four areas that we need to be really mindful about, and we need to ensure that we be truthful, we be trustworthy, we be the one who do justice, and we should be the one who should do good in all these areas. My brothers and sisters, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for excellence in dunya and akhirah. We ask Allah Rabbul Izzah to give us the ability to perform that which takes us closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah Rabbul Izzah always again unite us with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and help us to gain this momentum to witness Allah Rabbul Izzah in akhirah. Ameen. Wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Thank you so much for your patient listening.